And if you're hearing that noise, you know that it's 1930 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio, and it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and now I'm trying to straighten my legs out because for the last 45 minutes, I've been sitting here doing kitty stuff. Which basically entails having to sit here and pet my cat while she needs the blanket out and my legs. That's why I have bloody ankles, and I'm proud of it. I'm just sitting here watching some TV. I don't know why. Oh, okay. I feel a little bit better now. Yeah, so we had the brush out, and that was kind of fun. And then we got the comb out, and, you know, there's something about the concept of combs that my cat is just not understanding. Apparently they're a lot funner to chew on than they are to run through your hair. So, you know, I'm trying to comb my cat's face and behind her ears, and she's trying to eat the comb. Then she's trying to lick her fur off the comb and eat the fur, and I keep, no, don't do that, and, you know, this just goes on forever. So I'm also waiting for tea to steep. Are we about ready here on this tea? I think we are. Anyway. What's on TV? Wedding Crashers. I've only seen it a million times. And the only reason it's on this is because I was watching a movie on this channel before this. And it was a great movie. It was called, well, now I don't remember what it was called. It was either called A Big Year or The Big Year. I'm not entirely certain about the article, but the movie was something about a big year. And it was all about bird spotting, starring Steve Martin, the king of comedy, Jack Black, Owen Wilson, Rashida Jones was in it. Angelica Houston was in it briefly. There's all kinds of interesting little cameos, but it was great. What a great movie. It's about bird watching. And it was these three guys who were sort of in this contest who were trying to see the most birds in a single calendar year. And, well, there's a lot of birds out there, so the number's kind of high. And I think they were just sticking with birds of North America, which, you know, okay, that's cool if you want to limit your options, but I really enjoyed the movie, and as I was watching it, I realized, you know, this would be funner, at least for me, if this was like a marmot spotting movie. And then I realized, well, wow, I could do a big year for marmots. Now, the funny thing about marmots is there's not very many of them, species-wise. I think there's only, I want to say 15 different marmot species around the world. And, you know, that might be doable, you know, if you were a rich man. I, of course, am not a rich man. I am the opposite of the rich man. So, I have this great idea. Step one, get $1 million, or maybe $2 million, maybe more. I don't know how much this would cost. And then fly all over the world looking for marmots and try to find all of them. Try to spot every single marmot species in the world. That would be the funnest thing ever for me. I've already got one because I've seen Marmota monax. Got those all over the place. A couple years ago, I was in Utah and I was up in the mountains and I saw some other kind of marmot. It might have been monax, but they were cool because they were sort of red, and I saw a whole bunch of them. Not sure if they were a different species or just a different color, but it was still cool. So maybe I'm on my way. So after I get some millions of dollars, I'll go all over the world, and our first stop will be Vancouver and the whole sort of home of SDF area. Yeah, this tea is pretty good. Yummy. Because there's, up in the Pacific Northwest, there are two special marmots. There's, There's a marmot on near the Olympic Peninsula, or on the Olympic Peninsula, on Mount Olympus, the Olympic marmot. And then there's a special marmot in the Vancouver area, I think on Vancouver Island, called Marmota Vancouverensis, or something like that. Then I would keep going. What direction is that? West. I'd go to China and see the, in Mongolia, and see the Bobak, Marmota Bobak. And then there's one in like Kazakhstan in the mountains there, and there's some other, there's like one, there's a couple around there. And then I would head up to Siberia, because there's a Siberian marmot. That's going to be a cold trip, but that's okay. And then it's on to Europe. There's a couple of marmots in Europe. And I'm sure I'm forgetting a few other species. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is, a checklist of all the species of marmots in the world is fairly short. You can fit it on a single piece of paper, even in 64-point type. So that's what I would do. I would have a 64-point type checklist of all the species of marmots, and I would go around the world, and I would do it all in one calendar year, or maybe not. I don't know. I would just, I guess I'm really not in a big hurry to do it. I would go around and find all the marmots. That would be a fun thing for me to do. And geez, imagine how great the radio shows would be. Dubious Goals Committee would become Dubious Marmot Committee for at least a year. And you could hear me traveling around the world looking for marmots. And I think that's what my life goal should be. Now all I gotta do is get the multiple millions of dollars required. Make your checks out to Tobe and send them to the following address. Or I guess I could probably just do PayPal and all that crap, but I've never done PayPal before, so somebody else is gonna have to set me a PayPal account. I'll get my brother to do it. He knows how to do that stuff. I gotta tell you, this is great tea today. I can't wait to look for marmots. We're still about 4 weeks out until Marmot Day. You might know it as Groundhog Day, but it is officially Marmot Day in Alaska. Might as well go to Alaska while I'm at it, because they got a lot of marmots up there, and they're pretty proud of it. And anybody who's proud of having tons of marmots is, you know, cool with me. So now I need money. I need to get some dollars. And I need to get enough dollars that I can fly everywhere and anywhere I can think of where there might be marmots. And I might need extra money in case there's other people who need to go with me who also don't have any dollars. And that way, can underwrite the whole trip, because you gotta figure, you know, how can't be that much, cost that much more to add in more people. So, oh, now wait, there's an idea. I could just like make it a big expedition and make other people pay me to take them on the greatest marmot expedition ever, the Omni-Mot tour. All the Mots on one tour, and if they each pay me however much money, I can tack on enough money to make sure that I can go too. That's an idea. Oh, this is good tea. Now, how do I start that up? And don't say Kickstarter. I've promised myself that I will never, ever be one of those idiots. Every time there's a new fad, everybody's got to jump. Oh, I got a Kickstarter. Yeah, your Kickstarter has merit. So, International Marmot Tours with me. Get some money. Well, I guess I could always keep trying to win the lottery with my free lottery tickets. But I don't get all that many per year, and I only get a few. Actually, I only get like one or two every year that have prizes large enough to actually underwrite the World Marmot Tour, so... Son of a bitch, gotta think of a better plan here. And you know, although a wombat is not a marmot, I like wombats so much that I'm gonna have to go to Australia. You know, because there's gonna be some dudes that are like marmots that we're gonna have to go see in the wild because they're awesome. Can't think of, oh, also lemurs, gotta go to Madagascar. You know what else I wanna see in the wild? Is a binturong. I love binturongs so much. I'm not really sure where to find them. Better look that up. Also, probably should go find some red pandas. You know, fire foxes, I love those. And I also like tanukis, so might as well stop in Japan. Gonna be in a lot of cricket countries, so might as well watch some cricket. That was the good news about today. I did manage to get some fairly decent sleep. Oh man, I had some bizarre dreams though. I just am remembering that. Man, I had this one. I had two dreams and now I can't remember the second one, but the first one was really weird. Me and Doug had to like infiltrate a cult or something, and I was dressed up all weird, and it was really scary and freaky and weird. And I don't know why I had such a weird dream. Maybe because of the cold. I don't know. Whenever my feet get cold, I have weird dreams. So maybe my feet were just cold. It is winter here again, which is to be expected here in the first week or whatever of January. So I guess I shouldn't be shocked. But one of the best things about today is after I had that great sleep, I woke up and I turned on my TV and turned it to my football channel, and there was no football. Is there no football today or is that tomorrow? See, I couldn't remember, but it doesn't matter because instead of football, it was the condensed version of the cricket game I saw two nights ago between the Thunder and the Strikers. And that was great. What a finish. It came down to the home team, the Thunder, needing five runs with one ball to go. So the only way that the Thunder can win is if the guy who was batting hits a sixer. That's the only way they could possibly win. So the bowler runs up, delivers the ball. Crack! The guy gets under it just perfectly. Super powerful cover drive just straight over the bowler's head, and just boom, about four or five rows deep into the crowd. It's a sixer, and they won. It was cool. I mean, it's your typical sort of, you know, sports fantasy story. If it was a movie, you couldn't write that better. The funny thing is, I've actually seen this a couple of times in Big Bash cricket, and this doesn't happen in ODI, one day international cricket, or test cricket, these longer cricket games. You know, they just don't come down to that kind of close score, but oh, that was cool. And then I got up and ate breakfast, so that was the start of my fabulous day. My fabulous day of doing nothing because it's super duper cold. I'm gonna flip over to the Weather Channel, see if I can get a temperature reading outdoors. Yeah, the sun has gone down. It's 6 degrees. 6 degrees Fahrenheit. That is many degrees below 0 Celsius, in case you're a Celsior. I can do either. The one thing I can't do is Kelvin. Don't know how to do Kelvins, so... oh well. So I've got the fireplace on. Am I supposed to... when was I going to turn off? When did I turn it on? I just turned it on about half an hour ago. So I'm going to let that run for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, and I'm going to turn it off. let it shed heat into the room. And I'm gonna dream of marmot springtimes and many baby marmots. I don't know if I'm gonna ever see as many baby marmots as I did this previous year. Man, I must have found six or seven litters. I think a group of baby marmots is called a litter, but I don't know. I do like marmots. What's my cat doing? Oh, she looks nice and brushed and lovely over there, sitting there with her nice combed fur and brushy face. Yeah, you got a brushy face, so fluffy. Everybody likes fluffy kitties. I'm not too cold though. I was a little bit cold earlier and I put on my sweatshirt and I wore that for a while, but now I've been running around doing stuff and so I had to take it off. Now the cat went over into the other room and opened up the drafty door, so now I got a nice cool draft. That's something I don't understand about my house. My house has a furnace. It is regulated by a thermostat that is set at 66 degrees. And I can tell you, it is not 66 degrees in here, especially not in this room. And yes, I realize that, yeah, it's only 66 degrees where the thermostat is. And who knows how accurate that thing is. You know, cheap thermistors make for horrible temperature readings, but that's beside the point. The one thing I want to know is, and I don't even know how to voice this. Like, obviously, today I'm cold because it's cold outside. But according to the thermostat, it's 66 degrees in the house. However, last week when it was 50 degrees outdoors, I wasn't cold. And yet, it still said 66 degrees in the house. So I know that it is not, in fact, 66 degrees. And by the way, this is obviously Fahrenheit, because if that was Celsius, I'd be dead. And you wouldn't be listening to this incredibly awesome episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. The only thing else I got going for me today is that I think I'm going to watch this show called Portlandia. You've probably already heard of it. You probably know all about it. Me, I'm only now learning what it is. And ironically, even though you hear me watching TV all the time, I don't actually watch, like, television shows. Well, legitimate ones anyway. You know, I like movies. I like my sports. I do not like TV shows. But this show, Portlandia, is on the same channel that this movie about the birds was on, the Big Year movie. And so all during the movie, during commercials, we had to see, you know, bumps for Portlandia. And so they got me interested enough that, okay, I'll watch an episode, I'll see what it's all about, just, you know, who knows, maybe it'll be okay. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But I think I'm going to check it out. That does not come on, however, for another few hours. So now I got to get up and walk over here and close this door so that the cold air doesn't come in. Yeah, I closed the door to your kitty potty room. Actually, I didn't close it all the way. So she can open it. That would be the cat. Now I gotta sit back down and enjoy some more tea because, whoa, getting up off the floor really, oops, sorry about that, really wore me out. I just crashed the teacup into the microphone, and so that's probably a clip. I don't know if you heard that. Meow, I heard you. That was my cat meowing and yawning at the same time. Which is always, always one of my favorite sounds. Now, that sound you're hearing is my cat trying to tear the carpet up. Yeah, good thing I wrapped all that rope around that board so you have something to scratch on. Oh, yeah, it's fun to tear up the carpet instead. Yeah, it's pretty fun, huh? Am I about to be attacked? Yes, I'm about to be attacked. My cat has now jumped up onto the... Uh-oh, now she wants to go through the kitty tunnel. You gonna go in the kitty tunnel? Yep, there she goes. Uh-oh. You know what's coming next. Now she's going to start trying to knock stuff off my little table here. Yep, now she's playing with the microphone cord. Now she's trying to play with some other stuff. Don't chew on that. Yeah, okay, you're cool. Do whatever. Just need dollars. Dollars for Marmot World Tour. Here's an idea. How about this? Everybody needs babysitters. Everybody needs after-school programs. What are you doing? That's not for you to attack. Those are very expensive cables. You don't want to chew on that. That's a power cable. Somebody's attacking my important cables. And that's the downside to doing the show out here. Somebody's going to attack cables. Anyway, so what about this? I start some kind of after-school program for only awesome children. I mean, it's, you know, Tobe's School of Awesomeness, or After-School Program of Awesomeness, where I impart my awesomeness upon the next generation. Now, how do you make money off that? Do you get grants from the government to keep kids off the street and all that? Where's the money? You know, I don't know any rich people, you know, so it's not like I can call up the families of 15 rich people and say, look, give me $1,000 a month and I'll babysit your kid after school until 6 o'clock or whenever you can pick them up. Because, you know, these days, you can't have latchkey kids. You can't have kids walking home from school. They all got to get rides because they're so damn lazy and fat from playing video games. I blame Nintendo for the stupidity of children of this generation. What? Meow yourself! And so, that's what I'm thinking. So, then I get lots of money, and then I go on vacation in the summer, and every summer I go out and I check some more marmots off the list of, you know, marmots around the world that I need to find. And I'm suddenly shocked, or surprised. I'm sitting here watching Wedding Crashers, and it's not the edited for TV version. Interesting. And my cat's meowing about something. I'm not in that room. You know I'm in here. She does this all the time. Or maybe she's meowing to go down the basement. Kitties don't go in the basement. What are you meowing about? Come in here. Meow. Kitties, they're so crazy. I don't know what my cat's yanging at. Still out in the hallway. Yang, yang, yanging. And I know she's not, you know, after mice, because we're well past the mice season. There's no mice in here right now, because it's way too cold. So I know she's not chasing mice in the walls, because I would have heard them. Meow, what are you yangins about? Jeez, what the hell's going on? So anyway, here she comes. What? What are you doing? You being a good baby? Are you tearing stuff up? Yeah, you're a baby zipper. Yeah, that's a good baby. Now come here, you want to be on the radio? You want to talk on the radio? This is always some effort. Come on, you want to talk? Nope, never wants to talk when other people want her to talk. Oh, here she comes. Where are you going? Oh, yeah, she just had to zip through the magic kitty tunnel again. Oh, she's tear-assing around and back into the bathroom. Okay, see you later. And boom, zing, there she goes. Out of the room. It's kitty zip time. Somebody's got the zips. And now I've got Yowly Baby outside the door again. The door's open. You can just walk back in here. You know where I am. Cats. It's true. They are nuts. Cats are awesome, though. And speaking of awesome cats, I got to watch some sailing last night in the middle of the night for about 30 minutes. Although it wasn't actually catamaran sailing. It was solo around the world race. And this is what strikes me as being not a very good idea. But then again, I'm not your most experienced sailor. These guys were in hulled boats and having to deal with horrible weather and stuff breaking out in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, the Coast Guard has to come and save people and this is not a race. This is danger. I guess, you know, that makes it fun, because, come on, if it's not dangerous, it's not fun. That's just, you know, correlation of life. But I will tell you right now, if I have any money left over from my world tour of marmot spotting, I will buy a sailboat. It'll have to be a small one, because I don't know if I can handle a big boat by myself. Well, you can't. Look at these giant cats that they race for the World Cup. You know, you need like 7 guys to run those boats, and man, they are sketchier than sketchy. I mean, I don't think I'm good enough to sail one of those. Maybe if I had 7 other guys. I just heard my cat meow and yawn again. That's funny. But, you know, I can handle a 19-foot cat by myself. So, maybe I should get one. Or maybe I should just get, you know, your typical sort of 14-foot day sailor. Nice whole boat, one sail. I think I can handle that. I'm pretty sure I can. I have no sailing experience whatsoever, but what I do have is the ultimate confidence in myself and my ability to figure anything out on the fly. So, let's put that on the list here. Get sailboat once and for all. That'll be fun. But maybe I should just, instead of getting a few million dollars for, you know, a tour of marmots, maybe I should get some billions of dollars, and then I can buy my own, you know, like 33-foot cat and, you know, race it in the America's Cup. Except, you know, I wouldn't actually do the racing. It would just be the tow boat, and I would hire the best guys ever to sail it. And, you know, the sponsors would only be me, and so the boat would be painted awesome in some paint scheme that I design, and the sails, instead of being, you know, plastered with the logos of international banking concerns, it would just say TOBE in giant letters. That would be a cool boat. So, yeah, you know, in a couple of years, watch for that. Maybe you'll see my photograph on the cover of some sailing magazine. I don't know if sailing magazines exist. I'm sure they do. But as you know, I don't live on a coast, and so, you know, around here it's easier to find magazines about cows and corn. Corn Monthly is a fantastic periodical. I highly recommend you at least read one issue if you want to know what's going on in my neck of the woods. But yeah, maybe I should be looking for some sailing magazines to read. No, because then I will just want to buy a boat even more. Oh, and as I look up on the TV, I've still got this stupid movie on that I've seen before, and they're getting off a big sailboat. And the one redeeming thing about this movie is Bradley Cooper. He's hilarious in this movie. This would be Wedding Crashers, along with Amy Adams. I love Amy Adams, but only when she gets to play the crazy chick part. You know, if she's in anything dramatic or anything too serious, I'm not quite into it. But if she's playing the crazy weirdo, like in this movie, or the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, then she's funny. And that's what I think, and that's all that matters. Why, who am I? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow for more of whatever. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.